Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. In early May, climate leaders from around the state of Maine came together at Wolfneck Farm in Freeport to engage in a conversation with the purpose of orienting ourselves in this moment and strengthening our vision for where our work is headed. This conversation transcended reactive strategizing and compelled participants to connect to their deeper motivations and dreams about the future we are striving to create. Two women were at the helm, leading the group through an afternoon of reflection and visioning.
My name is Johanna Blackman, and I am the executive director and a founding member of A Climate to Thrive.
My name is Kathleen Sullivan, and I am the coordinator of Freeport Climate Action Now, which is an all-volunteer climate action organization.
Johanna and Kathleen recognize that climate work requires a groundswell of strong local leaders. They are committed to strengthening the network of others who are leading this work in their respective communities.
I've been feeling more and more compelled to create space for people to come together who are working on climate right now, and partly to have the space to share openly in a way that we might not do when we're really locked into action, but to specifically reflect on the experience of working on intersecting challenges that have such a high degree of urgency, both climate work and at this time of needing to work to really preserve democracy in this country. And so I reached out to Kathleen because I was hearing her express awareness and thoughts and feelings around those specific challenges very eloquently, and know that she's also a great facilitator. So I proposed that we host a gathering, and we started by talking a little bit about what the space could be and putting out a call to see if folks were interested in attending, and so quickly heard from so many people from throughout the state that it was clear that it was something that people were needing.
Johanna asked me if I would join her in this. I think she knew I'd been feeling that this moment in time where so much else is breaking and there's so much other immediate cruelty happening, that I was finding it really hard to stay focused on climate. What does it mean to be a climate leader at this moment in time? Again, it was totally shattered in terms of my capacity to hold it in the way I was holding it before. Now that it's not being held in the same way on a federal level, I was finding enormously difficult, and I was feeling very lonely, not processing it with other people who were doing the climate leadership. We're finding, I think, it hard to get people to pay attention to this issue. And so feeling that sort of drifting, as if we were losing the momentum that we'd had before, I very much wanted to come together again with other people to talk about this, not to be all alone with it.
While it may seem counterintuitive, in a moment of extreme urgency, Kathleen and Johanna think making space for intentional pauses in community is essential.
It can be rare that we pause and reflect, and yet it feels more important that we do so than ever, because there is so much that is challenging right now. And we are human beings working on this. We're not machines. And it is a moment where we need collaboration and creativity more than ever. So to have a space that could both allow all of us to drop into our feelings and give us a platform to collaborate on how we want to move forward together.
We have rarely been talking together about how we feel about this. We've been talking about what we're going to do, how we're going to act, how we're going to have policy, where it's going. But we rarely talk to each other about what our fears are, or what our grief is, or what our needs are. It arose out of our own needs to process those feelings and to put language to those feelings.
Johanna and Kathleen know that in order for climate leaders to show up to this work with strength and resilience, they need to connect deeply to what drives them to take on this challenge.
It is empathy and our love for this world and feelings of both gratitude and grief that drive us to want to meet the urgency of climate work, or want to meet the urgency of preserving an equitable and thriving democracy. And so we need to, as hard as it might be, stay connected to our full spectrum of feelings. So we wanted to start there, before moving into collaborative visioning. So we had the first half of the event focused on dropping into feeling in a shared space in a shared way. And then the second half was focused on removing the different barriers that might be in place to really creatively imagine in a way that we might not typically when we're focused on all the barriers. And I think both parts were very important.
Next week on Climate and Community, we will continue the conversation with Johanna and Kathleen, learning more about where the climate movement might be headed and their reflections on this conversation and how it could inform what comes next.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.